Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Uniport dropout. And welcome to episode 57. Today's episode is going to be a short one. I do get this question from students, whether it's students I mentor or just students I meet on a daily basis. They want to know, you know, some secret number, some secret trick, tips. You know, how many hours do I need to read during exams? What do I need to do? What quick tip do you have for me? Right? You know, and I find that this is about the same thing with our generation. Everybody's trying to look for a fast tip, a quick way to just do it. You know, a tip, a trick. And yes, we have a lot of them. Yes, I can share a lot with people. But there are times I sense that the person I'm talking to isn't patient enough with their processes. So I begin to say things like this: how long do you think it took you before you could start to walk? And they tell me a couple of months. Okay, so how long did it take you to be able to pronounce words properly? They tell me probably a couple of months or in 2 years. And then I go like that on and on and on. And the point I'm trying to make is all of human development has involved some patient build up to get to where we are. You didn't feel like standing and walking and then you fell and then you quit on it and you said, you know what, maybe this standing thing isn't for me, maybe this walking thing isn't for me. You kept trying it, you kept doing the things that are required in that process, and eventually you were able to do it. And now that you do those things, it's so easy. You don't even have to think about how to walk. But this was something you struggled in at some point of your life. So the point I make with my student friends is, listen guys, it will take you a process. It's going to take you a while to get to understand. Even when I share what I share in the mentorship, you know, how to improve your reading speed, how to improve memory, how to improve comprehension, you know, how to work on your handwriting and all that. Even when I share this, I always add the caveat that when it comes to skills, it takes time to hone the skills. It's actually practice that makes more practice that makes more practice. And practice makes improvement. I really don't say practice makes perfect, right? Practice will always make improvement. You keep improving in it. And even when it comes to issues of the mind, it takes a while to reprogram your mind. It takes a while to revamp your mind and move away from self-limiting beliefs that you've had all of your life. So there is a process to everything. And while I'd love to share one quick tip every now and then, at the end of the day, the most important thing is to focus on the long term. With whatever skill, with whatever thing you're trying to achieve, to focus on the long term. Thank you so much, Unstoppables. I appreciate that you reach out and you give me your feedback every now and again. Please reach out on Instagram at Ezekiel Ulebor, EzekielUlebor, at Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you, Unstoppables around the world. Remember, in attainment of your goals, you cannot blame, you cannot complain, and you cannot give excuses. You are an unstoppable. And what that means is that nothing and no one can stop you. Unstoppables around the world, please remember that you are the best. And you are unstoppable. God bless you.